Jason Dinesen. Minnesota women's basketball lost to UCLA in the Sweet 16 on Friday, 80-56. The Gophers trailed by just 5 points at halftime, but UCLA pulled away in the second half. Gopher coach Dawn Plitzewhite.
This is a really incredible group, and what they've done is something that's really, really hard to do. And even though you do all the right things, even though you sacrifice and you get up early and you spend extra time and you invest and you do all those things, it doesn't guarantee you of anything, but it gives you the best chances and the best opportunities. And this group has done that. They've given their heart and their soul, and they've battled so dang hard.
The Gophers finished 24-9. The Minnesota Duluth men's hockey team skated past Penn State in the opening round of the NCAA tournament last night in Albany, New York. The final score was 3-1. They move on to play Michigan for a berth in the Frozen Four. Meanwhile, Minnesota State Mankato saw its season come to an end with a 3-1 loss to Western Michigan in the NCAA tournament. The Timberwolves played Detroit today at Target Center. The Wolves have won 4 out of 5 while playing shorthanded much of the time. Minnesota forward Julius Randle.
We all hold each other accountable, play for one another like that. We want the best for everyone, so it's just who we are as a group.
Anthony Edwards will miss another game, though the team says he's now been cleared to practice. Jaden McDaniels is listed as out for today's contest with right knee soreness, while Io Desumu is listed as questionable. Tip-off is at 4:30 this afternoon. The Minnesota Twins had Friday off after an opening day loss at Baltimore on Thursday. The Twins and Orioles play again today in Baltimore, second game of the regular season. And the Minnesota Wild are at Boston today. This is MNN.